Before I say anything, has anyone get their raspberry on so we know what the Red Sox score is? It's 8:30. It must be. No one can tell me? That's horrible. I thought we had a lot of Red Sox fans here. The reason I came up to the microphone is because I heard Conkin mentioned a couple of times by the folks. Probably about 2 years ago when this project got started, PSNH had a meeting with the head fellow, the president of Hydro-Québec. We met, I think, I don't remember where it was. We met someplace and had lunch with probably three or four senators and a few representatives that were there, very sparsely attended. And I'm delighted to hear that they have gone to select board meetings. I didn't run for re-election. I was a selectman in Raymond, and it's not affecting Raymond right now. But here it is in Deerfield and Chichester, a couple of towns, Pittsfield, which I happen to represent as a state senator. I was with a couple of their lobbyists tonight at a fundraiser for another senator. I left there to come here, and I told them I was coming here. And they said, well, Jack, anything we can do. So what Jack is going to say, I'm very disappointed that I didn't know they'd gone to a selectmen's meeting here in Deerfield and that they didn't invite the state senator. And I don't know whether they were in Chichester. And I would have thought they would have invited the state senator. Apparently, they don't like me. They're Yankee fans or some damn thing that I don't know about. But I'll find out tomorrow why I haven't been invited to these selectmen's meetings. I think it's great that they've gone to the select boards. If Raymond were part of this, I'm sure they would have come there too. And I think that's great to reach out. But another suggestion I'm going to make to them, we have 24 senators. Most of us, most of the Senate is not directly affected by this. You know, we have a senator in the North Country who represents 60 towns. He's got the most towns up there in the North Country. And you have folks down in Nashua and Manchester who I don't think they're really clued in to what's going on any more than I am. I'm not clued in on this. That's why I came tonight to do some listening. My suggestion to them is going to be to get the senators and representatives together that have some impact in the areas that we're talking about and have us come in so they can tell us what's going on. Do I know what's going on? I know what I read in the newspaper. And I heard from the two lobbyists tonight that work for PSNH, nice ladies. When the power goes out here in Deerfield, somebody calls me, I call them, and guess what? You get attention pretty quick and your lights go back on. They do a good job on stuff like that. So I'm sure when I talk to them and ask them to please get us together, legislators together, I think they'll take that advice, and I think your legislators, you have... what do you got? You got five legislators here that represent you in Deerfield, and the state senators, and to give us an update on what's going on so we can be more intelligent to tell you what's happening. Right now, what can I tell you? Thanks for being here, and I thank this gentleman for talking, but you know, God bless you, and you know it as well as I do, there are two sides to every story, and I learned long ago that everyone has a right to his or her opinion. There is one exception to that. I don't know if I should tell you folks that or not. Do you want to hear what my exception is? Yankee fans have no right to their opinion. But all kidding aside, the other side, I want to hear from both sides of the issue. If you're going to do something for the people, you want to hear both sides of what's going on and so you can make an intelligent decision. And I promise you that tomorrow I'll make the phone call and see if we can't get something set up for your legislators and for your senators so they can get us together and give us a little update, not a little update, a big update on what's happening. And I'll be happy to tell them that I was here, and there were probably close to 100 and some people here that came in to Deerfield to listen to what's going on. And you people are important. You are taxpayers, you are constituents, and New Hampshire residents. Yes, sir.
Senator, do you know when the vote is on the eminent domain?
It passed the House. You heard that earlier. I haven't seen the bill yet, to be honest with you. I'm on the Finance Committee, so I've been locked in a room trying to figure out how we're going to find $940 million. So I haven't had a chance yet to look at the eminent domain bill, but before I vote on it, I certainly will look at it and understand it. Right now, I am not tuned into it, but I will be when it comes to us. When's it going to come? It won't be long, because the session's winding down. We only have 3 months to go. So my guess is it'll probably be over, see, what are we, in April? My guess is before the month is over, it'll probably have a hearing. And I sure hope, I'm glad you brought that up, those of you who are able, you have your computers and you can find out, you know, when that's scheduled, to get your fannies up there and testify. I'm a chairman of a committee, and this morning I listened to 2.5 hours on a bill. And every citizen that came in had their say, and it was a 2.5 hour deal, and I was getting mighty hungry about 1 o'clock, and it kept going and going, but they all had a say. So we do like to hear what the people have to say. That eminent domain comes up, you feel it's important, it might well be to this whole situation, get yourselves up there and come on in and raise your hand, sign in and be heard. I'd appreciate that. That's what public hearings are for. And unfortunately, there's a problem with public hearings. Most of them are held during the day. And for folks that work for a living, working for a living is more important today, probably more than ever, than being in Concord to sit in a room for 3 hours and finally get a chance to talk for 5 minutes. So I understand that. Once in a while, there's a night meeting. The budgets have had night meetings occasionally. So people can come in after work and talk about the budget. The House did that, and I got a hunch we'll probably be doing that in the Senate before we get through with the process. There's a gentleman on the aisle with his hand up.